All right, what's up, y'all? Hey, 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 y'all already know who it is. Y'all know it's your girl, Ash. Y'all already know your favorite girl from the 504. Tapping in with y'all tonight. Y'all just don't understand. Like, I have really, 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 truly missed y'all. And yes, I was supposed to go live like 2 weeks. So let me tell y'all. So last week, my blood pressure was very elevated. It was like 158/98, 99. So my doctor had to increase the milligrams of the blood, because I currently take blood pressure medication to help keep my blood pressure regulated. But unfortunately, last week I was real down bad. Like, when I tell y'all, horrible. And then this past week, these last few days, blood pressure has somewhat gone down, but my bottom number is still elevated. So I just was like, you know what? I want, as bad as I wanted to do my show, I knew I had to put my health first. So I'm so glad that y'all waited for me. I'm so glad that y'all was so patient. I'm so glad that y'all was so understanding. Y'all, somebody send me some new earbuds, y'all. Hold on, let me try it this way. Okay. So anywho, so of course, you know, I have to continuously put my health first. No, I'm not stressing over anything. I don't know what's going on. I go back to the doctor May the 1st, so hopefully he could tell me what's going on. I don't know if I'm having a flare-up due to my lupus, because my legs are a little swollen. My thighs are a little swollen. Woke up this morning, headache was like on 1,000, but I was like, I got to come through. I got to come and do my show for y'all. Like, I told y'all I was going to stay consistent, but again, I'm so glad that y'all, you know, have been patient with your girl, and y'all just been understanding it and just been loving on me, and y'all been calling and checking on me. I love y'all so, 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 so much. So initially, y'all, I was supposed to be talking about why do women run away good men with their selfishness? But I wanted to wake up a conversation that I've been seeing on social media for, I want to say, maybe the past week. And it's with regards to the Freaknik documentary that's due to come out April of 2024. I've been seeing a lot of mixed reviews. I've been seeing people scared, people shook. Hey, Susie, I love you, baby. Thank you, Frederick. Good to see you tonight. Oh, thank you, Sissy. I know, girl. I'm trying to figure out what it is, what keeps my blood pressure elevated. They don't know if it's the medication I take for my diabetes. I won't know until I go to the doctor on the 1st. So back to the conversation. So I've been seeing a lot of mixed emotions, feelings with regards to this Freaknik documentary that is due to come out again April of 2024, that's going to be produced by Luther Campbell as well as Jermaine Dupri. Everyone knows who Uncle Luke is. Uh-oh, from the Two Live Crew. Y'all know, don't stop. Get it. So I'm going to do something a little different tonight. Y'all know normally I play a video where it's something kind of motivational, something kind of encouraging, but I want to do something a little different tonight. I still want to do my mental health check-in. So let's definitely do that. Because I want to know how everyone has been doing. I haven't seen y'all in about a week and a half. So check in with me. How is your mental? How are you feeling mentally? You know, what's been going on? Is it your job? Is it home? Is it kids? Is it school? What's going on? Let me know how you're doing. Drop in the comments and let me know. I'm definitely going to keep doing my mental health check-ins every episode, because I want to know how y'all are really truly feeling. If we don't check on one another, who else will? So I make it my business collectively to make sure your mental is good. I could say for me, the last week and a half has kind of been a roller coaster ride for me, simply because I don't know what's keeping my blood pressure elevated. Again, I don't know if it's something I'm eating. So I started documenting everything that I eat from day to day. Almost like a process of elimination, trying to figure out what is keeping my blood pressure elevated. Is it something I'm drinking? I've pretty much cut back on my sugar. I've like pretty much decreased my sugar intake. Let me say that. I've started to drink more water. I do eat breakfast in the morning. So again, high blood pressure runs on both sides of my family. So I don't know if I'm just a glutton for punishment. I don't know. But y'all drop in a comment. Y'all let me know how y'all are doing. Drop in the comments. Again, I'm still doing my mental health check-in. Oh, shout out to my brother. Let's get it, GA. You right on time tonight, baby, because we talking about your city. We talking about Atlanta tonight, because I want to address something with this freak when it comes to this Freaknik documentary, because, again, I've seen so many posts and so many videos on TikTok with response to this documentary coming out. I've seen women that are like, oh my gosh, I don't want to be seen. I've seen men that, you know, are excited. And then I also want to discuss, is this documentary going to wake up the history of sexual assault that occurred at Freaknik? That's one of the biggest things. And I also want to address, because I see so many people going hard on the women, but I want to address the men that were out there at Freaknik getting their R. Kelly on. So yeah, so tonight is going to get a little spicy. I want to wake a couple of things up. And I also want to know, what are your thoughts on the documentary? How do you feel about it? Do you feel like they should do it? Is this a good thing? Is it a bad thing? Is this going to affect a person's livelihood? Even though this was over 20 plus years. I mean, we're in our 40s, in our 50s, you know. Let's talk about it. I want to wake that up. So, hey, sissy. Thank you, baby. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And I love you too, Sugar Plum. Yes, girl, my head is still pounding, but guess what? I took some Tylenol. No, it has not worked, but hey, we're gonna do Black Girl Interrupted tonight. We're definitely going to do Black Girl Interrupted tonight because I missed y'all. I wanted to see y'all. You know, I've made a couple of changes. Y'all, I upgraded my computer, so of course y'all could see me a little better, a little clearer. I'm liking it. I'm feeling this. Ooh, hey, y'all. Because I'm really serious about my podcast. I'm taking this really seriously because I want to be able to walk away from my 9-to-5. I want to make being a podcaster a career. This is what I want to do. So in order for me to make this official, I have to start investing in myself. So let's get it on. Let's get it on. You know what? Maybe I do need to maybe drop something inspirational. Maybe just a little something, something. And then let's jump into it. Let me drop something a little inspirational, because again, I don't know what a person's going through. I don't know what you're going through. I don't know what happened to you yesterday. I don't know what happened to you today. I don't know what happened to you last week. But yeah, let me go ahead and give you something inspirational, something motivational, something to let you know that I love you. I genuinely love y'all. I genuinely care about your well-being. I definitely care about your mental health. Again, y'all know, y'all have been with me on my journey. I've been so transparent when it comes to my mental health and the things that I've gone through. You know, I had a breakdown a couple days ago. You know, I don't know why my dad has just been heavy on my mind. He's been heavy on my heart, and I had to release those emotions. I had to cry, and I feel a little better. So yeah, let me drop my inspirational, motivational video, and then we're jumping into tonight's conversation. Because again, tonight I want to know this Freaknik documentary. What are your thoughts about it? Is this gonna wait and uncover some things that people try to suppress in the past? What's going on? And then I also want to talk about a potential lawsuit that could be filed against Hulu for them releasing this documentary. So let's jump into something motivational, and then we're gonna get into tonight's conversation.
I wanna encourage somebody out there who's thinking about quitting and giving up, somebody who has been praying for years for things to turn around, You're thinking about quitting. You're thinking about giving up. You are folding. You are caving in. This is for you.
You're in this storm and you're down on your knees and you're cold and you're weak and you feel like this is the end. You have a choice to either give up or keep going. Give up or get up.
Don't give up. Don't give up. Stay in it. Stay focused.
When you fail, try again and again and again. You just take one step at a time.
It's hard, but it's worth fighting. It's worth believing. It's worth mustering yourself up, standing up inside yourself. It's worth fighting relentlessly, never giving up. I love the sun, but things don't grow because of the sun. You have to have some rain. And you've got to stop looking at rain in your life as something bad. My greatest moments didn't come from my greatest moments. My greatest moments came from my greatest defeats. Because it was during my defeat that I had to find a way to get back up. You thought for 1 minute that you broke me. You got me twisted. I am not phenomenally skilled, but phenomenally will. I will not give up. I will not surrender. I will not quit. Don't stop. Don't stop. Don't stop running towards your dream. Stay encouraged. Stay encouraged. Keep your head up. Stick your chest out. Continue to walk with pride. And know if it was easy, everybody would do it. It's not going to be easy, but we have what it takes. Their rough times are going to come, but they have not come to stay. They have come to pass. Don't say I'm having a bad day. Say I'm having a character building day. Don't look at night as darkness. Look at night as a new beginning.
All right. So I wanted to put something inspirational out for anybody that may be going through something. I want you to know it gets easier. You know, give yourself the grace to feel what it is that you need to feel. So if you are angry, if you are sad, if you are mad, allow yourself the grace to feel that, you know, allow those emotions to come through. Y'all, somebody send me some earbuds, some that fit my little bitty tiny ears, y'all, because this is too much. But just know it does get easier. One day at a time, one day at a time. Don't beat yourself up because you didn't get it right the first time. God always gives us another day to try it again. So if you didn't succeed today, you'll be able to do it again tomorrow. So let's jump into tonight's conversation. But I just wanted to drop that out there. Y'all, you know what? Y'all gonna have to, somebody send me some earbuds. Somebody, because my ears are so small, y'all. And these little earbuds, I don't know. They just keep falling out. Maybe I need to get some AirPods. I don't know, baby. Some AirPods. I don't know. Maybe something. But again, I always want to encourage you to never give up. Never give in. Keep going. You got it. You got it. You got it. Your race may not look anything. Will never look like mine. And my race will never look like yours. But we'll all get to the finish line when it's destined for us to get there. So I'm sending an abundance of love and prayers to anyone that is sitting in the midst of the storm. Y'all, I'm trying not to get emotional, but I want to say that I love you. Stay encouraged, stay empowered, and stay uplifted. So let's jump into tonight's conversation. Before I start crying, because y'all know I'm the biggest crybaby ever in the whole history of niggerdom. Everything. I'm the biggest crybaby. So I have a couple of comments. Hey, cousin. I love you, baby. It's good to see you. All right. So again, for those that are just tuning in, I want to sit down and I want to talk about this Freaknik documentary that is coming out on Hulu in 2024. I see it's slated, they say April, but there's not a definitive date. So here we go. So, oh, Miss Erica said, I just cried my eyes out listening to that. And let me say this, crying is good for you because you're releasing whatever power has kept you bound in your own prison that you created for yourself. And we tend to do that as people. We create this prison that we want to stay in because it feels safe, because it's familiar. And we're afraid of what's on the other side. We're afraid of the change. So we always run back to what's familiar. And that goes with regards to relationships, friendships, jobs. So sometimes you have to sit down and you have to figure out what it is in your life that keeps you running back to the same thing. So crying is definitely good for the soul. My Javer says, thank you for that inspirational video. You're welcome, Sissy. I love you, baby. I love you. And I was so happy to hear from you today. But you got one more time to send me a text on by Hey Friend. And you know I'm a Brian Nichols. You. Thank you, sweetie. Love you. And Brittany says that was so needed, Sissy. And it was. It was. Because, again, I may look like I'm smiling on the outside, but I could really be hurt on the inside. So I always want to try to push and always want to encourage someone the way someone has loved and encouraged me at the same time. So salute to my family, salute to my village that has stayed with me through my ups, the downs, my house, my highs, my lows, and everything. And you've always encouraged me and you've always believed in me. So let's jump into tonight, because honey, let's get into this. So tonight's conversation again is the Freaknik documentary. So Frederick says people are blowing things out of the box. The Freaknik videos have been available online. It's a documentary. They are not going to show anything out of bounds. Who knows? I mean, we could definitely see people's faces covered up. But I also am going to jump on the flip side of your comment. Of course, we know it's been available online. We know that. And for those that don't know, they are highlighting Freaknik of 1994. So anybody that did not attend 1994, you might be marked safe. Who knows? They may throw in some clips from 95, 96, 97, 98, because Freaknik ended in 1998. They may have clips from 1992, 1993. We don't know. So I do agree with you. They could potentially be blowing this out of the box. But I'm going to just kind of challenge you on that, Frederick, as I proceed in through the show, because this could be waking up a past or past that people are trying to forget. So we're going to get into that, later on in the show. So Brittany says this is going to show all the molesters that's been covered by the families for years. Again, you know, that Frederick, that could definitely be, that could be the flip side and potentially why people are not wanting this documentary to come out again. This could be a trigger for some. We don't know. Then you have a lot of women that just don't want their skeletons to fall out of the closet because they could have been perpetuating that they were this good, wholesome young lady or this good, wholesome young man. And then we see this video and you shaking what your mama gave you, you're popping that Puda, you're doing all of that. So that could, again, it's a plethora of reasons why. And then again, as we go on through the show, I want to speak on the potential lawsuit that could be coming against Hulu to block the release of this documentary. So let's go ahead and let's get right on into it. So Frederick says most of the videos are going to focus on the celebrities who attend Freaknik. You're right. It could be. We don't know. We don't know what footage Jermaine Dupri and Uncle Luke have. We don't know what they're digging out of the vault. So again, could they really be blowing this out of proportion? Or could this really just be something triggering for a lot of people, because during that time, during and even at Black Beach Weekend, Daytona Beach, there were some sexual assaults that took place. So again, this could be a trigger for someone that attended in 1994. Maybe they were inappropriately touched. So again, this is a plethora of things, but I wanted to have this conversation, and I wanted to have a real live open discussion, because I want to know your thoughts. How do you feel about this documentary? And I'm going to save that to the end, but I want to put that out there. So when we get to that portion of the show, you can let me know how you feel. What are your thoughts about this? So Javert says, yes, that's the scary part. And then Brittany says, Javert, it needs to be done. It does. It does. Because while we're bashing, and I'm going to say this, while we're bashing R. Kelly, some of your uncles and your cousins and your dads were out here trolling for underage girls. But we're going to get to that later in the show, because that is a conversation that has been put on the table as well. Because y'all are going so hard, not y'all particularly, but people are going so hard on the women. But I want to address the men that was out there. I want to address some of your uncles that were out there. I want to address some of your dads that were out there. Some of your older brothers that were out there, that were trolling for 16, 17, and 18-year-old girls. So we'll get to that later on in the conversation. So Frederick says, everyone has a past, good or bad, in my opinion. There should not be any judgment. You're right. You're absolutely right. But, and I, because I made a post and I said, you know, I went the freak. I was out there shaking what my mama gave me. But what I did in my past doesn't define who I am as a person. You get what I'm saying? Yes, honey. Yes, because they working with me, girl. I was out there. I was a hot girl. I was wild. And you know, who wasn't? At 17, 18, 19 years old, all the way till you turn 21. Hell, you got people that are in their 40s and 50s still out there trying to shake what their mama gave them. And at this point, you should, you know, when you get in your late 20s, early 30s, you shouldn't be for the street. You should be focused, or you know, trying to do something and not trying to be seen all the time. So I'm with you on that. When you know, it shouldn't be judgment when it comes to anyone's past. But hey, people are gonna, anybody with unclean hands is gonna always point fingers. Okay, so you can't stop what people, you know, how people feel or what they think. Please give me some help. Yes, Lord. I got to figure out, because I got some little earbuds that are wireless, and I got to see if I can pair them or whatever, because yeah, they working on my nerves too. So Frederick says, Luke said that there will be a Black Daytona, Black Beach document. Potentially. He said it could be. He hasn't definitively said, yes, we're going to have that Daytona Black Beach weekend. Or it could be, they could come out with a Black Bike weekend. Anybody that used to go to North Carolina, what was it? North Carolina or South Carolina for Black Bike Weekend. So who knows? Could this potentially be opening up the door for other documentaries to come about? I mean, it could be Kappa Beach Party that was here in Houston, which converted over to the Texas Beach Party, Texas Relays that were in Austin, Texas. So who knows? Who knows? Right. Frederick say he went to Freakneek, but he didn't go in 1994. I went 95, 96, 97. So again, if you saw me, if they just so happened to pull a clip from 95, 96, and y'all see me, I was just doing what a typical 17-year-old was doing. Being wild, free, whatever. We're not a care in the world. So I don't care if you judge me, because guess what? I don't reside in the past anymore. I live in the present. So anyways, so let me pull this out real quick, because y'all, I did a little digging and pulled out some videos, baby. So y'all check this little video out, and then we're going to keep the conversation rolling, because baby, whoo, we was ghetto fabulous, y'all.
Let's do it.
Y'all, let me tell y'all, looking at that video, man, when I tell y'all that took me back to the 90s, that took me back to some of them outfits we used to wear. That's what that did. Baby, when I tell you that, that took me way back. And I was just like, man, and shout out, look, did y'all hear Project Pat in the background? I was like, oh, snap. And then the dudes from Memphis. So from that video, yeah, you know, just good, clean, fun. So Frederick says it's going to be just like the rap videos in the 90s. Yeah, yeah, could be, possibly. But again, we don't know. We don't. Let me say this. Anybody that has been to any event that Uncle Luke has thrown, baby, you just never know what you're going to get with him, honey. Again, we don't know what he got down in that vault. We don't know what Jermaine Dupri has, because, baby, they was out there in them streets heavy, heavy in Atlanta. Atlanta was the place to be, cause Freaknik is, yeah, that was dope, y'all. So there go my sis. Hey, sissy, good to see you. Good to see you. I love you, honey. I miss you too. So this Freaknik documentary. So for everyone just tuning in, I'm bringing the conversation of the Freaknik documentary to the table. A lot of people have been. It's been a lot of mixed emotions with regards to this documentary coming out. You have some men and some women that are like, ooh, you know, we don't want y'all to see us. And then you have some people that are like, we don't care. You see me, you see me. That I was 18, 19 years old, 17, 18, 19 years old, you know, 20, whatever. And I was living my best life. So that doesn't define you as a person. So whatever you did in your past doesn't define your future, because, again, you grow. I mean, you live and you learn and you grow. I mean, back then during that time, it was good, clean, fun. Everybody got together. But then there's the flip side to it. So let me say this. Let me go ahead and put the disclaimer. So trigger warning. Let me go ahead and put this out here. if you have been a victim of any type of SA, I would advise you to go ahead and leave the video, because this has come across with regards to this documentary, with Freaknik. So again, trigger warning. I'm not doing this to trigger anyone, but again, this has come up with regards to this documentary that Hulu is looking to release in 2024. That's going to be the Freaknik documentary, which is going to be produced by Luther Campbell, aka Uncle Luke, from the Two Live Crew, as well as Jermaine Dupri. So again, if you, again, I'm not doing this to incite or trigger anyone, but this is a much needed conversation, because this is the flip side to why people are, could potentially be hell-bent and determined for this documentary not to be released. So I wanted to go ahead and put that disclaimer out there. Again, I'm not doing this to trigger anyone, but again, this is a much needed conversation. So before we jump into it, Frederick says, in my opinion, the Kappa Beach Party in Galveston was much worse. It was, but let me say this. Things like this happen at all events, whether it's Black events, whether it's white events, whether it's Latino events, Asian events, things like that, this happen. So I went to the Kappa Beach party. And yeah, would I say the Kappa Beach party was much, much worse, or would I be the same? It just was in two different cities. You know, one was in Atlanta, the other one was in Galveston or Houston, whatever, however you want to define it. But, you know, so, all right, here we go, y'all. Here we go, here we go, here we go. So, again, for those that are just tuning in tonight, I'm talking about the Freaknik documentary, and just bringing some things to the table. A lot of people are like, they don't care if it comes out, but then you have some people that are like, mm-mm. Is it because they don't want their past revealed? Because they was out there shaking what their mama gave them, and they, you know, perpetrated that they're, you know, weren't participating in those types of activities? Or could it be a trigger for somebody? Let's see. So, all right, here we go, here we go. So, I had this conversation with someone earlier today with regards to this documentary. Again, everyone has had mixed reviews about it ever since it was announced that they were dropping this documentary. But I do have one question. Does this Freaknik Hulu doc open up new dialogue on the festival's history of sexual assault? I want to wake this up. I want to have this conversation again for those, trigger warning, if this is not a conversation you want to convey in, I do respect that. I do respect you as a person, and you're more than welcome to leave the live and, you know, join back once this particular portion of the show is over. But I want to address, because there, during that time, there were a lot of allegations of women being sexually assaulted, women that were held up in hotel rooms against their will, women that were touched on inappropriately without their permission. I myself, when I went to Freaknik in 95 and 96 and 97, I did see men out there catcalling at women. I did see men grabbing on women, on their butts, you know, trying to put, you know, when women are out there dancing, I did see men that were trying to put their fingers in women's private parts, that were trying to touch on women's breasts. So I say all of that to say, could this be another reason? Is this another reason why women do not want this documentary to be released? Is this triggering? Is this waking some things up that a person has tried to forget? We have to look at this, and I say that because we have to look at it from that perspective as well, because we do know things like this do happen at events like this. And I'm not, and let me say this, let me put this out there, because I don't want anyone to say, oh, you're just targeting the Black. No, I'm not. Because this happens at white events. This happens at Asian events. This happens at Latino events. This could happen at a concert where it's a mix of people in the crowd. So let me put that out there, because y'all know I come with all the smoke. Y'all know I don't mind the pushback, but let me say this. I'm not just targeting the Black community. I'm not just saying, oh, we're the only people that this happens at, because you've seen white, you know, Caucasian women that have gone to concerts, or they've been at, you know, big events, you know, like Woodstock. We've seen heard stories about this at South by Southwest, you know, and it's the plethora of people that are out there. So let me go ahead and put that disclaimer out there right now, okay? Because I don't want anyone to be like, oh, why you down in the Black? No, I'm not, okay? Because if anything, I advocate for the Black community. So let me go ahead and put that out. But let's get back to the topic at hand. So Frederick says, I understand that if someone experienced a tragic incident, that it will be upsetting. And that was my recourse to your comment. You know, when you said, hey, you know, it's just people out there having fun. But again, we did hear the story. You know, for the people that attended, even for the people that didn't attend Freaknik, we heard the stories. We heard women, you know, our friends come back and be like, girl, let me tell you what happened, girl. This man grabbed me. Girl, I'm walking by, girl, he grabbed me on my ass, girl. I had to slap his hand because he was trying to grab my breast, everything. So again, is this a reason why they do not want this documentary to come out? Drop your comments in it. Let me know. Drop your comment. Give me your comments. What are your thoughts on this? Does this open up the history of sexual assault that occurred at Freaknik? Because again, we know, we've heard the stories that happened at Black Beach Weekend. We've heard the stories that happened at Black Bike Weekend. We've heard stories that happened at the Kappa Beach Party. We've heard stories that happened at the Texas Relays. Could this be why women are giving this documentary so much pushback? It couldn't so much be, oh, because you don't want people to see you out there twerking and shaking your ass. But is it because something tragically happened to you? Oh, there go my brother. Hey, Larry. Good to see you. Larry said he wants to see it. He said, I want to see it. You know? And then Larry, so you have people. So Frederick says, we don't know what, you know, it could just look like a 90s video. It could look like the clip that I just played. That's what it could look like. You know, they could blur people's faces out in this documentary. We may not even see whose face it is. We don't know. Again, we're just speculating what could come of this documentary. Again, people's faces may be blurred out. I think Frederick, was that you that said it could just be focused on the celebrities that were out there? Because we saw the video with Kanye West out there. Who else? The Brat said she was out there. She wasn't twerking. So you hear all these celebrities. You pull up, if you go on YouTube and you Google Freaknik, you'll see, who was that? Project Pat was out there. You saw, who else did I see? Oh, goodness. Because I was like, oh, my God, I remember him. Jermaine Dupri, you know, the members of Escape. So it could be, you know, we don't know. So Larry says it's not going to be porn or nothing. I don't think it's going to be porn. I think what we're going to do is I think we're going to see the twerking, you know, and I have another clip that I'm going to play for y'all too. We could see that. We could just see like the clip that I just played where the men were standing on the car. You saw the women that were walking by because not every woman out there was naked. You had some women that were out there that were fully clothed, that had on, you know, the pants, that had on, you know, like the little crop tops. Not everybody was out there with the hoochie mama shorts, with the hoochie cutter, with the daisy duke. Not everybody was out there like that. So I'm with you, Larry. I don't think it's going to be porn. I don't think it is. I don't think that Jermaine Dupri, and I think the older Uncle Luke, I don't think he would do that. Now, I think maybe back in his Two Live Crew days, maybe we could have saw that because, you know, we saw the videos and all that. But I'm with you, Larry, that I don't think it's going to be any porn. I don't think it's going to be anybody. I don't think we're going to see the men that were grabbing on the women, feeling on the breasts, grabbing on the booties. I don't think we're going to see that either. But again, is this another reason for the pushback? Is this triggering for some that went to Freaknik and experienced this? You know, that's what I want to know. That's what I want to know. Hey, babe, I love you. I hope you're having a good night at work too, sweetie. I love you, honey bun, my teddy bear. Right. He said their videos. Yeah, Trina was out there. I mean, I think if I'm not mistaken, who else was out there? Because like I said, as I was getting this together, I was going through some of the videos. I was like, oh my God, I forgot. Matter of fact, Havoc from Mobb Deep was there. There's a video of him out there. So it was just a plethora of celebrities. They may do interviews with Cassine Reed, you know, who used to be the mayor of Atlanta. So we'll see. Frederick says it's going to tell the history of Freaknik. Right. How Freaknik even got started. How it came to be and why it ended. What caused Freaknik to end. So I think that's what it's going to be about. And I think they'll do interviews with celebrities that went out there that attended these. I think that's where it's going to be. So Larry says, if it's not on Hulu, they might as well look at it as a memorable moment, or they've been lying to their kids and grandkids talking about they went to church 7 days a week. That's what I said. You know, is it some skeptic? Is it, again, you know, is it people that perpetuated, oh, I never went out there. I never did anything like that. And then all of a sudden we see you on this documentary and you on the hood of somebody's car twerking. And we like, So that's been the topic of conversations as well, as that people just don't want their skeletons to come out of the closet. People are like, yeah, I just want to forget that chapter of my life. I want to forget that I was a hot girl or I was a hoochie mama or whatever y'all want to call you, whatever you call yourselves back in the day. But then again, like I said, Larry, does that open up the new dialogue on the festival's history of sexual assault? Could this be the pushback? Because again, there is Larry say, look at grandma with them days and dudes. I'm telling you, my grandma, auntie had her little crop top on, baby, with her little her little mushroom haircut, the little stacks with the bamboo earrings. You know, but again, we have to, could this be an issue? Why this documentary is getting so much pushback? Because again, this has come about in conversations with regards to Freaknik. Again, you know, when I went in 95, 96, and 97, again, I didn't go in 94. So I may be marked safe. So who knows? But again, I went to Freaknik. I went to Capitol Beach Party. I went to the Texas Relays. And I was doing exactly what a 17, 18, 19 year old was supposed to be doing. I was out there wild, free, living my best life. But that doesn't define who I am as a person today, because everyone has a past. Because every saint was a sinner. So let me put that out there. So again, you know, like I said, this could be very triggering for some that may not have had such a pleasant experience. Africa. This could be the issue as to why this is getting so much pushback. This could be why it's so many women that are coming out and saying, we don't want this. We don't want this. Because as I get on into the show, there's definitely been a conversation of a lawsuit that could come about with suing Hulu to block the release of this documentary. So we'll see. We'll get into that later on. Oh, my goodness. So my brother, oh, snap, Big Brother, I love you. I love you. I love you, Sam. I'm definitely always praying for you and your family. Hugs and love to you and your wife. Good to see you smiling again. But we're going to go back to being enemies when football season starts. Who that? Let me put that out there. So Samuel says, see, that N-O accent got a whole lot of people in trouble back then. Yeah, because, you know, we was the hot girls, baby. We would come down, we were shaking, all of that. You know, we was doing all of that. So I want to know, y'all let me know in the comments, do you feel like this is going to wake up a conversation with regards to sexual assault? Do you guys think that some victims may come forward if this documentary is released? Will we have that documentary where women come and they say, hey, this is what happened to me at Freak? Are we going to see that? That's another topic of the conversation that we have to wake up as well. Because, again, this has come across now. I've seen people talking about this now. So, does this really open up the history? I mean, a lot of y'all uncles and brothers and cousins, granddaddies, was out there getting their R. Kelly on. I mean, I'm just going to keep it a buck with y'all. I'm just letting y'all know. So Frederick says, they should have the conversation with their children and grandchildren. I agree. So Larry says, allegations of sexual assault is a gray area. The world has changed views since then. Not saying the dirty shit didn't happen, but based on my experience, again, I went for 3 years, 95 to 97. And I saw women, women that would walk by, men grabbing on them, women that were on the hoods of cars dancing and shaking what their mama gave them, and men trying to put their fingers up women's shorts and down women's blouses, and but then I also saw women that were enjoying. So could it be a gray area? It could potentially be that gray area, but we still have to address, is this a trigger for something? Is this why a lot of women are really coming out and speaking out with regards to them doing this documentary? So that's definitely something for y'all to think about. So let me pull in some old comments, and then I got a clip I want to play for y'all about some men that were talking about Freaknik, baby. So Jewel says, woo, child. She said, a lot of these folks going to see their parents in rare form, and they'll never look at their parents the same. Well, let me say this, y'all. I have already told my children, mind your business. Your mama was a hot girl back in the day. I used to get out there and shake and twerk and bounce, even though I didn't weigh but 90-something damn pounds soaking wet, but I was still out there trying to shake what my mama gave me. So, hey, there we go. So Big Brother says, we all have a past. There's absolutely nothing to be ashamed of now. We've all matured since then. Right. Fuck what they talking about. We talking about 30 years later, different day, different time. Right. And I said that, brother, because I said what we did back then doesn't define who we are as a person now. Because everyone has skeletons in their closet. Some of y'all still sitting with your skeletons in your closet because you're too afraid to address them. But let me tell you like this. Whatever I did in the past don't define who I am as a who I grew and mature as, who I came to be as a woman. Yes, I used to be in the clubs, bouncing, shaking, twerking, baby. Skirt would fly up in the back, booty just popping. Yes, I did it. I was like, shit, I did it. But I'm a different person. Baby, let me tell you something. I can't even drop it like it's hot, baby. Now, maybe I could do lukewarm or room temperature, but hot, I damn sure cannot do. I can't do Megan Thee Stallion. I'm going to leave that for this new generation, you know, that can do all that, honey. All I could probably give you is warm. You know, maybe room temperature, maybe tap water temperature. I don't know, babe, but I damn sure can't give you nothing hot right now. I can't drop nothing like it's hot. Nah, you know, so, but I did that. You know, I was out there in the clubs. I have pictures. I'm pretty sure I'm, like when I was in Houston and I used to go to Carrington's, I'm pretty sure people got videos of me twerking in the club and all that. Yes, I did it. But that ain't no different than what Meg Thee Stallion is doing. That ain't no different than what Cardi B is doing. It's just a different time now. They doing the same things we was doing back then. So who are we to judge on a person's past? Because some of y'all hands ain't clean either. And I'm even talking about now. But I'll say that for a whole nother conversation, y'all. So Frederick says, sexual assault happens everywhere in the households by relatives, neighbors, and pastors. So this, so the conversations need to be right. And that's what I mean when I say, because I don't want y'all to feel like I'm just like I'm pointing fingers at the Black community, because this happened. We heard about story and we weren't even born when Woodstock was around. This happened at Woodstock. You've heard stories at South by Southwest. We've heard the stories of what's the other, Lollapalooza or whatever, Lollapalooza. We've heard incidents like this that happened at Lollapalooza. And it ain't just Black people out there. You got white people out there. You got Asian people. You got every plethora race out there at Lollapalooza. So I'm not just targeting just Freaknik and Black Beach or Black Bike Week or the Capitol Beach part of the Texas Relay. So let me put that disclaimer back out there again. I'm speaking overall in general. It happens everywhere. You know, you got family members that still protect the uncles that sit at the head of the table at every holiday. But I'm going to save that for a whole nother conversation too. But so my sis says it will be more of an embarrassment for some women, because who would have thought when they were out there spreading cheeks and pussy without a second thought that technology would have come this far. Right. But during that time, sis, we didn't care. You know, we was just out there. We was just doing our thug. You know, like you say, we weren't worried about the technology. We weren't, you know, because who still has a VCR? I mean, I do, you know. It doesn't work, but I still have it. So we weren't thinking about that. Camcorders and all that. We don't even see people with camcorders anymore and VHS tapes. I mean, I still got some in my mom's house in a box, but hey, I'm gonna try to find me a VCR so I can see what's on these VHS tapes. So my brother says I'm a sim time loser, but guess what? I graduated. Three children that graduated from high school. One has a BA in sports management. He say my 13-year-old grandbaby both read on levels above their grade level. Not bragging, these just facts. Let me tell you something, baby. You're supposed to brag. You're supposed to brag on your accomplishments. Because anybody that gets offended by your accomplishments, okay, you brag on your accomplishments. You brag on where you started and where you are today. Because where you were back then does not define you as the man and husband you are today and father you are today. So let me, from your sister, from sister to brother, who cares what somebody says about your past? Because I know who you are today, okay? I know who you are today. I know what you represent today. And everybody that's on this live, everyone has a past, but I know who you are today. I don't care what your past was, because I'm going to love you for your past, but I'm also going to love you for your present. You get what I'm saying? Because without a past, you couldn't get to the present, okay? So somebody say amen on that. Because again, you have to go through something to get somewhere. You went through what you went through, brother. You did that. But look at where you are right now. And I'm going to drop the mic on that shit. Because guess what? I'm celebrating everybody and all your accomplishments. I don't care what you did. Because that's not who you are today. Now, on that note, so my sister Javera is clapping for you, Sam. She clapping for you, baby. That's a round of applause. I wish I had. Let me see. Can I play my little noise thing? Let me see. Can I give you a little round of applause, baby? Wait. I don't know if y'all can hear that, but I don't know. I'm gonna have to work it out so y'all can hear these little sounds. All right. So I'm finna pull this clip. Y'all, let me pull this banner out the way. I'm gonna pull this clip. Cause baby, I'm telling y'all, I want to show this. And this might bring back some memories for some people. This may bring back some memories for some people. So here we go. Hold up to this clip. Here we go.
Sometimes you can hear them coming.
Yes, yeah,
oh yeah, the vibration.
Sharp. Yes, sharp thing.
A lot of bass. Woofers and all that, whatever they call them, you know.
I didn't understand the music that was coming out of it, but it had a lot of vibration going through it.
LB, Freak Nick, Freak Nick, we Freak Nick, 3,000 watts, baby, pushing everything.
Oh, man, they loud, man.
I don't want to turn up, I don't want to bust the speaker, man.
No, we got the time.
You know, the way that music is, they're liable to be deaf by the time they turn 30 years old.
This is a good baby. Get on the back of a truck and ride around.
Especially in this environment, because you got women coming from everywhere.
Everywhere.
So you definitely want to see everything you can see.
If they ugly, then you ain't going to want to stay and party with them.
Well, have a good time. Come on, ride with us.
Come on, ride with us.
But if they cute and they don't have a system, then you won't want to stop and talk to them.
What the girls doing?
Because
I found my future wife.
He just came out the hotel.
He sat on the sidewalk down there. The first three.
And he went to the next car to say, hey.
Gal just hanging out the bag and the police stopped us.
Today was a bad day. It was in a bad mood.
Don't light me up for dance.
Why can't people get out of the car?
I do nothing. They said I was on the back of a truck riding crazy. I'm a ride.
Reckless driving, unlawful riding, against the law.
There's definitely lessons of fine to be learned from this.
Yeah, just a small version of Mardi Gras in Atlanta on Martin Luther King Drive.
Man, y'all. Did y'all see that? Let me see this. That was, if I could go back in time, if I could go back to the 90s, man, we had some good times in the 90s. We had the Village. Man, it just, well, I tell you, looking at them videos and going through some of those videos, just looking, and I'm just like, man, I remember that. I remember being out there on MLK. And let me say this. Any city that has an MLK Drive Boulevard is always going to be live, baby. We're going to always have a ball. We're going to always get somewhere and we're going to always turn up. It's going to always be a funky good time. Do you hear me? Any city that has a Martin Luther King Jr. Drive, Martin Luther King Boulevard, baby, it's going to always be time. That's like here in Houston, over there on MLK and South Park. On Sunday, you see all the slabs and the swingers. You see everybody come out, right? You'll still see the girls at the gas station on the hood of the cars. They twerking and shaking what they might. They still doing that. So what's the difference between then and other than we didn't have social media back then, baby. We barely had cell phones and we had beepers. And you had to pay somebody. Everyone had their own little special code. If I text you blah 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 and I put in code 82, guess what? You knew that was to call me back ASAP. You knew that was me texting you. I mean paging you. But that was let me say this. That was definitely a time to be alive for the Black community. Y'all can't nobody tell me that during that time, us Black folks didn't know how to get together and have a ball game. I'm telling you, we would show up and show out. And like he said, we would come from everywhere. That's like Mardi Gras New Orleans. That's like pre-Katrina, everybody showed up. Everybody would come from all over to come to Mardi Gras. We did that. So to everybody that's tuned in to this live tonight, 90s was a time to motherfucking be alive, baby. I'm going to say that was a time to be alive, baby. Because let me tell you something. The music was different. The way we dressed was different. People was different. It was chill. We had no... Now, you may have had a couple of fights or whatever, but guess what? People broke that up and they was like, man, why y'all tripping? Come on, man. Let's go have a drink. Let's go have some fun. That's what it was. These days, these little young dudes, y'all don't know how to fight. Y'all don't know how to take an ass whoop. The first thing y'all want to do is go get a pistol. That's the first thing you want to do. Y'all don't know how to fight. Back in the 90s, them black men, baby, let me tell you something. If you got your ass whooped, you just got your ass whooped. And guess what? Y'all was cool the next damn day because y'all was trying to figure out what the fuck y'all was fighting about. What we fighting for? But let me tell you something. One thing about that time, that's when family used to pull up. So let me tell you something. Not families would pull up, but nobody was jumping nobody. They was not letting nobody jump in. So if it was you and this person fighting, it was just going to be you and that person. Anybody jumped in, everybody was going to fight. But they never let people jump in. And that was the beautiful thing about it. Now, let me say this. And I'm going to say this with the utmost respect. Y'all knew females and boys. Y'all don't know what the 90s was like, baby. I'm telling you, y'all don't know. So I would say watching this documentary, you're just going to get a taste of what we experienced in the 90s. A taste. Just y'all are getting a sneak taste. Y'all not even getting a full experience. When we get to pulling out them pictures and how we used to look, baby, that was definitely a time to be alive. That absolutely was. So Sam says, exactly. So fuck them judgmental folk. We answer to God, no one else. We should all watch the documentary and enjoy it and say, what a time to be alive. We lived that, grew from it, and on to better shit. Right. Because like I say, what you did in the past, it's not gonna stop me from showing you the utmost respect and showing the love to you. You get what I'm saying? Because again, everyone had to go through something to get somewhere. You get what I'm talking about? Everyone has walked a dark and murky road. So can't not one person in this world say, oh, I never, yes, you did. You did. You experienced, yes, you did. You was out there twerking, you know, whatever. Y'all was sneaking. Changing clothes at your home girl house. So y'all get to the skating rink and you change your clothes. You got your little backpack. We all did that. All us girls did that. We all snuck out to meet the little boys we liked. And we did all of that. We did all of that. And we never had to worry about anything happening to us. We always made it back home. Now, did we get caught? Did mama lock the door or the window? Now that's happened a couple of times, but it was safe. It was safe. So Papa, hey Papa Falcon, how you doing, Bookie? Good to see you, my love. So Papa Falcon say, preach, Sam. And Papa Falcon say, the damn good old days, no fighting, no violence, just fun. That's what I'm talking about. Like, I met so many people that I'm still friends with at Freaky. We're still friends to this day. And I'm 44 years old. We are still friends to this day. Still to this day. And when we saw, you know, everybody on social media talking about it, we had a conversation. You know, we thought, I was like, girl, what you think? I was like, shit, y'all see me on a documentary? You just see me. It is what it is. I was out there trying to be grown, being fast, out there shaking what my mama gave me. I was doing all of that. And did. I used to be in the clubs. Like I said, twerking, popping, showing that booty, everything. And did. I'm going to have to post some pictures, y'all. I'm going to have to post some of my throwback pictures of me in my hot girl days and in the club and doing all of that. Y'all going to be like, girl, yes. But that doesn't define the woman I am today. Doesn't define. I did that. I was footloose and fancy free. Do you hear me? Sam says, man, look. Sam say families became family. And they did. And they did. So let me go ahead and put this trigger warning out, because this may be this next topic. I mean, this next part may be triggering for some people. So I want to know, while we're stressing about the women, can we address the men? Because again, there was some men out there getting their R. Kelly on. Yeah, there was some men out there. I can attest to it, and not just at Freaknik, because I never went to Black Beach. I never went to Daytona. And I never went to Black Bike in North Carolina, South Carolina. But I never went to those. But I did go to the Texas Relays. I did go to the Kappa Beach Party. And, of course, I went to Freaknik for 3 years. I did 95, 96, and 97. Did not go in 98, the last year of Freaknik. But I used to see uncles that were men that were out there old enough to be my uncle out there trolling for underage girls. Some of y'all daddies was out there trolling for underage girls. So again, that goes back to, could this be why there's so much pushback with regards to this documentary coming out? Are these men? So let me flip the coin now, because I talked about the women. Could it be some men that don't want their past to come out? Because they was out there trolling for these little young underage girls. Could it have been your uncle, your grandfather, maybe even your daddy that was out there fumbling on, touching on these little underage girls? Could that be why some men, because I've seen some things come across my timeline where some men are against this documentary coming out. Inquiring minds definitely want to know. Could this be the flip side of the coin as to why some men are giving this documentary pushback? You know, I've seen some men that are giving it pushback, but then I've also seen some men, you know, like my brothers right here on the live, that are like, shit, they want to see the documentary. We want to see it. We want to see what it's going to be about. But going back to Frederick's comment, I'm with you. I think it's going to be more the history of Freaknik, how Freaknik started, how it came to be, and then why did it end? What happened? What caused Freaknik to come to an end in 1998? And then they could talk about them and the revamping, them trying to redo, you know, relive Freaknik in Atlanta. I believe that was in 2019 when they first came back with a revamp of Freaknik. So that could be on that documentary. I think, again, we may see like the clips that I've just showed you. It could just be that on the documentary. It could be women out there that we see twerking, but their faces may be blurred out. Could it just be focused on the celebrities that went to Freaknik? Could it be some old interviews, some old archive footage, you know, where people ran into celebrities and say, oh, I got to see, you know, because Kanye West was out there. Like I say, I think it was Hav or Prodigy. One of the Mobb Deep was there. So could it be that? Are we just really blowing this out of proportion, though? Are we really making this out of something, making a mountain out of a molehill? Who knows? We won't know until the documentary comes out, if it does come out, because there has been talks of a potential lawsuit to ban the documentary. So, which takes me to, but again, drop in the comments, y'all, about these men. Because again, I saw with my own two pretty brown eyes, I did see some uncles, some cousins, some grandfathers, you know, some daddies who are now fathers that were out there doing some things that they ain't had no business doing, you know, out there trying to go to hotels with these underage girls, trying to pick these underage girls up, and they knew they were underage. So what are your thoughts? Again, could this, flipping the coin over, could this be why some men are against this documentary coming out? Again, we don't know. Everyone has their own opinion, and they're entitled to their own opinion with regards to their feelings towards this documentary. I'm anxious to see it. I'm curious to know, because again, I didn't go in 94, but reliving the 90s, that would be a beautiful thing, walking back down memory lane. That's just my opinion for me. And then in retrospect, I do respect some women that did not have pleasant encounters attending Freaknik. I respect them not wanting this because, again, it could be a trigger for them. I respect the men who this could be a trigger for them. This could be, again, something that they tried to suppress and their skeletons could potentially be falling out of the closet. Who knows? We don't know. Again, we're making assumptions as to what this documentary is going to be like. But given the history of Luther Campbell, a.k.a. Uncle Luke, who's ever been to any of his shows, we know how the Two Live Crew used to get down. We know how they used to get down. So, again, could he be pulling a rabbit out of his hat? Could he be digging in the vault of archives that he's held on to since 94, 93? Could that be why? But I respect everyone's opinion with regards to this documentary. Some not wanting it to come out. Some are wanting it to come out. So, who knows? But I want to go into something that has come about today, and I heard it on the Ricky Smiley show, about a potential lawsuit to the documentary, to ban the documentary, could be filed. This comes at the heels of five prominent women. I believe one is a judge. I forgot what the other four were that are could potentially be filing a lawsuit against who to ban the documentary. So let me roll this clip for y'all, and then I want to jump in to this. What are your thoughts on everything that we talked about tonight? What are your thoughts on this documentary? What do you think? How do you feel? So hold tight. Here we go.
What up, Rock T? What up, Ricky? Good morning, everybody. I'm your girl, Brad Tat Tat, and this is the Hot Spot where we bring you music, movies, and more. So let's get off into it. Man, a group of five prominent black women are planning to file a lawsuit in ATL federal court shortly in an attempt to block the release of Hulu's new documentary on the 1990s Freaknik event. Wow. Ooh, they must have been cutting up back
then. Oh,
in
y'all
the
gonna
day.
Be on there. I know they got okay. You and Brett. Brett, did you have Brett? You came to Freaknik?
I was on there. They gonna catch me on there. I ain't shy. I ain't scared about that.
All y'all, all these mamas and all these grandmamas, all these grandmamas getting ready.
I tell you what though, I wasn't twerking. So you ain't got to worry about that. I might have been smoking, but I wasn't twerking.
Okay.
All right. Now, many of those college students now are in their 40s and 50s, y'all, and in the prime of their careers, and Media Takeout learned that five women who attended the event are so concerned with what the documentary will reveal about their past that they hired a law firm and are filing a lawsuit to block the release of the film. Can they do that? I don't know if they can do that.
It was
so back in the day, but they saying they didn't sign releases. But
nobody was signing releases. It was
if you're in a
pandemonium.
Yeah,
exactly.
I don't think you have to give consent.
There's a lot of independent people just shooting stuff.
Yeah.
If they're going to do a documentary and they're going to put it out there, you do have to get some kind of release if it it is laws that protect.
But if it was just a mass of people that were just wilding out and just people just filming and you
capturing film. I'm talking about them little individual. They got her doing a little some. Okay.
Not if she ain't talking to the camera.
I don't know.
You can ask the entertainment attorney. I'll find out.
Exactly. That's what we need to do. Because when we filming shows and stuff, when you film your shows, Rick and Brad,
that's
today. That's different.
That's today.
Yeah.
Like back then, you had independent cameras.
If you out in public and everybody got video cameras.
That ain't your footage.
That footage belongs to whoever.
So whoever turned that footage in got a little paper for that footage. But you own it, and that don't. Hey, it's their
footage.
What
about when they block your face out?
They might have to end up blocking people's faces
out. Right, now you can do that.
We're going to see, because one of them is a politician, three high-level corporate executives, and a judge. Ooh! All
the women
are taking.
Freaky dinky.
Ooh, they taking
legal
action.
Freaky, hot damn dinky.
Yeah. The one lady claims that she never signed a release and that the videos, which do not show her in a good light, should not be put on a huge platform like Hulu for millions to view. Girl, you shouldn't have been twerking like that.
What year was Freak Nick? If these kids 90, was born?
93, 94, if you 95.
Was, yeah, if your mama went to Freak Nick and you was born in 93, you might not know who your dad is.
Yeah.
That was right at the cutoff age.
So the women, y'all, they make north of $1 million a year. One of the women is also married, has three children, and is hoping to have courts block its release. I mean, people act like they wasn't young back in the day.
Exactly.
Like,
yeah,
y'all,
but everybody party.
Yeah, but if they got you doing some crazy stuff, you don't want your kids and grandkids to see that.
Well, you shouldn't have did it.
It's coming out in 2024, which will coincide with the 40th anniversary of the famed 1994 Freaknik celebration.
Has it been 40 years?
Yes.
Okay, ain't we old?
Oh, my God.
Going to let your grandkids know Grandma used to be a freak.
Yeah. I was in my prime, baby. 45 came out in 1994.
Oh, my God. Yeah, that was a good time. That was back in the day. That was a great time.
Yes. Yes, it was. And there was nothing like Freaknik, and a lot of people had
video cameras. Nobody got shot at Freaknik.
Nobody had phones, but they had video cameras.
Yeah.
All right,
I used to like this girl named Crystal. I used to always go see. She was one of the original members of TLC. I think that's her name.
I think I know who you're talking about.
No, I was in love. Boy, I thought I was in love.
Oh,
Crystal.
Lord. Lord.
Oh, yeah. That's how I used to like that. Damn, boy, yeah. I'd be driving Atlanta to go. Man, gone with the next.
Well, all the people that's on this footage coming up next, we got the praise mixdown with the White Stone. We gonna pray for you because we gonna hope you.
Can I say one thing for you?
Go ahead.
I tried to delete the video of Special K Uncle getting his hair done, and something wrong. My phone. How can I go to Facebook? And do I need to call that in, Beyonce?
Yeah, you probably have to call the Facebook home office.
You gotta get
because
with Facebook.
Your whole family upset. Everybody texting me and blowing me up, man. I was just complimenting your uncle getting his hair done. On my Facebook page, but I'm trying to delete it. How do you delete it, Beyonce? The video. I apologize. What?
You have to go to, there's like a little three dots in the top right hand corner. You should be able to click.
He laughing. He doing something.
When I call HR, do I call her cell phone or do I call her office number?
You can send her email, but I think she's on vacation.
She's working from home. She on vacation.
She's on vacation.
So your uncle Randy that's getting his hair done on Facebook, that's the one that you spent the most time with as a kid that used to keep y'all. That's your mama's oldest brother, right?
Even though she's on vacation, is she still answering her emails?
You get like a out of office.
Your
email.
Uncle Randy.
No, I'm talking about
what kind of hair do he was getting on this video?
I'm talking about human resources.
You guys heard it yourself. That came down the pipeline today. There are five women that have filed a lawsuit in Atlanta federal court to ban the documentary. What are your thoughts on that? What do you think? Do they have a chance for them to win? Do you think the documentary is going to be blocked? What are your thoughts on that? I'm not an attorney nor an entertainment attorney. And in a sense, I agreed with a lot of what they were saying with regards to they could block their faces out. No one was signing any waivers. People were just out there with their video camera, just having a good grand old time. So, do you think this has a chance to stand up in the federal court? Could this be blocked? Could Luther Campbell and Jermaine Dupri contest this? Could they counteract against this, countersue? Not countersue, but could they challenge this? You know, let's say they win. These five women win. You know, again, what they say? Three are congresswomen, one's a judge, and the other one, I forgot what they were, but it's five prominent Black women who have collectively come together to file a lawsuit to ban this documentary. And for those tuning in, we are talking about the Freaknik documentary. I've spoken with regards to the pushback, with regards to men and women not wanting this documentary to come out, to now we're talking about a lawsuit that could be filed to actually ban this documentary. Oh, what are your thoughts? Drop in the comments. Let me know, what do you think? Do you see these five women winning this lawsuit to ban this? Would Jermaine Dupri and Luther Campbell have to provide documents or evidence to show what's going to be shown on this documentary? And that could keep going. Hey, it's going to be on Hulu. You know, we'll just have to see. Again, the documentary is not due to be released until 2024. I did see somewhere where it said April 2024, but again, that's not definitive. But I do know it's slated for release in 2024. We could see it in April. It may come out in the summertime. Again, that's going to mark the 40 year. Next year is going to mark 40 years since the 1994 freebie. So could be an anniversary celebration. We don't know. Again, we're assuming what we think this is going to be about. We're assuming what we think is going to be shown in the documentary. And as some of the, you know, some of you have posted your comments and you said, hey, it could be just on the history of Freaknik with a couple of clips thrown in here and there. I say it could show interviews. I think it could show the women that were on the cars dancing. It could be showing the men that were riding in the trunks of the cars. And who knows? Who knows? Who knows? Did I get my math right, sis? 30 years. There we go, y'all. My bad. 30 years. 30 years. Yeah. 30 years. My bad, y'all. So, it's slated to come, you know, to commemorate the 30-year anniversary of the 1994 Freaknik. So again, we don't know what's going to be on there. We don't know. Again, everyone has assumptions of what they think about. I know Fred said he thinks it may just look like a 1990s rap video. And it could. You know, we may just see all the celebrities. I think it may pass by a few people, but I think we may see more of the celebrities. You know, we may see some of the famous food spots that were open during that time. We may get to see some of the areas. You know, we may see some interviews with the people that attended Freaknik. They may have contacted some people that are like, hey, I want to talk. I want to tell my story. I want to talk about how much fun we had, or, you know, what made me come and things like that. Because you have to take into consideration, people came from near and far for Freaknik. I mean, because that was the place to be. Atlanta was where everyone wanted to be. And then when that died down, everyone was in Daytona, Florida, for Black Beach Weekend. Then you had Black Bike Week, and is it Myrtle Beach? Yeah, Myrtle Beach. You had people going to Myrtle Beach. Then you had people coming to Houston for the Kappa Beach Party until they destroyed the hotel in Galveston, and the Capitals took their name off of it, and then it became the Texas Beach Party. Then you had the people that were going to the Texas Relays, which was the big track meet in Austin, Texas, from all the school, all the high schools would come, and they had parties in Austin. So it could be. We don't know. I just say this. Let's just wait and see. Let's see what it's going to be about before we start passing judgment, because we could be overthinking everything that this documentary is going to be about. But I'm also taking into consideration and the respect that this could rehash some not so good memories for men and for women. You know, this could rehash women that did, again, and I'm going to say this again and again and again, that may not have had such a great time at Freaknik. Maybe they were touched on inappropriately. Maybe you had, you know, you may see your uncles or cousins, or your grandpa, or maybe even your dad is that was out there peddling for these underage girls, you know, getting their R. Kelly on. Who knows? We don't know. But I do want to give my respect for that, with regards to that. I don't want you to feel like, well, I'm just this cold-hearted person. No, because again, That could be very traumatic for someone. Rehashing it. That could be something where somebody's like, "Ooh, I just don't want them to see how I was, baby, because I'm a good girl." You know, so it could be a plethora of things. We won't know. I will keep y'all updated with regards to how this lawsuit goes with regards to this Freakney documentary. We'll see. Who knows? But I do want y'all, what are your thoughts on the documentary? What do you think? Are you excited to see it? Are you feeling like other people where you're like, I don't want to see this? Is it triggering for you? Is it rehashing some memories some memories that you tried to suppress? Like, how are you feeling about it? I can say I'm anxious. I'm excited to see it. I want to know. Take me back down memory lane. You know, take me back down that road. Let me walk down that journey. Let me relive that, if even for a moment. Because the times are different. You know, it's not the same anymore. The people are different. You know, people have grown and have matured. Then you got some that are still living like they in the 90s that didn't grow and mature. But hey, to each his own. I'm not here to judge anybody. But I'm curious to see it. I want to see what they're talking about. I want to see if, again, this is strictly for 1994. So if you didn't attend Freakneek in 1994, then maybe you don't have to worry about it. But if you did, and you was out there shaking your groove thing, shaking and popping and all of that, that's what you did. That, again, that doesn't define who you are today, unless that's what you still out there doing. Now, that's all I can say. If that's what you still out there doing, you still trying to pop, lock, and drop it and all of that, then baby, more power to you. God bless you. But I can tell you one thing about me. I damn sure ain't out there trying to drop it like it's hot. Because honey, the way these legs and these knees are set up, I'm telling you, y'all might just get it tap water temperature. I don't know, hell. Room temperature. I don't know. Faucet water. I don't know. Y'all may get it that way. But whew, y'all, we made it to another episode. My sister sent me some heart. So y'all, man, we made it through another episode of Black Girl Interrupted. They bet we did that. We did that tonight, and I appreciate y'all jumping in. I appreciate y'all comments and your input and how you feel about it and what you don't like about it, what you want to see about it. I appreciate that. Each and every time that I am live, each and every time that I'm in front of this camera, I love to see y'all. Love to be with y'all. I love to interact with y'all because I want to know how the hell y'all doing. Because baby, I'm definitely gonna tell you how the hell I'm doing. You know, that's what I'm gonna do. So let me roll into my final thought, and then let's talk about the upcoming things for Black Girl Interrupted. So my final thoughts, here we are. The Freakneek documentary, we're not gonna always agree. But I do ask that y'all keep it respectful. You know, respect other people's opinion. Respect people's reasonings for why they're for or against this documentary. Again, this could be triggering for some people, for men and for women. Let me say that. For men and for women. I'm addressing both. But then this too may be a beautiful moment for others. This may be that walk down memory lane. It may rehash some beautiful memories. For some, it may not for others, but be kind. So whatever person's reasoning for why they're for or against this documentary, respect it. Just respect it. Because again, everyone is entitled to their opinion. Everyone's entitled to their feelings. Everyone is entitled to feel and think how they want when it comes to this documentary. Again, I've seen the women give pushback. I've seen the men give pushback. I just gave y'all the news that came down the pipeline today. Five women have joined forces and have filed a lawsuit in the Atlanta federal court to ban this documentary from coming out. So I just say, be respectful, be kind. Y'all love on everybody, because guess what? Time ain't on nobody's side. Life is too short. And release them grudges. Because, I mean, if you leave this earth today or tomorrow, you want to leave with a clear and concise conscience. So, shout out to Hulu for securing the rights to this documentary. Again, I'm curious to see what is going to come about. But let me tell you what Uncle Luke has to say about the documentary. Here we go.
Y'all, I don't know. We might be in trouble. Did y'all see Hulu is about to release a documentary about 94 Freaknik? Yes, yes. 1994 Freaknik, yes. They are about to release a documentary. So, I'm just... Now, I've been to several Freaknik's. 94 was one that I attended. So I'm just praying that Jesus be a fence. I'm praying that Jesus just be a big, tall privacy fence. That's my prayer this Easter, this Good Friday. That's my prayer. So, you know, I will say this though. I will say this. Like when they would bring out those video cameras and start recording, I immediately removed myself from the, that situation. I never, ever was okay with being recorded out there. So hopefully that worked to my benefit, but you know, you never know. You never know. So the only thing I got is if you see your girl in the documentary, hey man, at least I'm fully clothed. At least all my clothes is on. That's all I got. that's the best I got. But yeah, y'all, they about to put our business out in the street. We about to, some of us might be on TV. So get your parental controls together. And I don't know, y'all. I don't know.
What am I in the kitchen cooking up now? So me and Jermaine Dupri got together to present to the world Freaknik. And all you motherfuckers are nervous. Hey, all of y'all who went to Black College Weekend in Daytona Beach, don't laugh. You can get got too.
That was Uncle Luke's response to that. So, again, that could just be a ploy to get people amped up because you tend to see people do that when they're promoting something new. They get everybody going. They get your adrenaline rolling, and it may not even be what you think it's going to be about. So, again, we just have to wait until 2024. But, again, I will definitely keep y'all updated on this lawsuit that has been filed in the Atlanta Federal Court against Hulu to ban this documentary. So we'll see. I'll keep you updated as this story starts to unfold. But again, this came down the pipeline today. So we'll see how this turns out. Do they have a case or do they not? Put this up. Upheld in the federal court in Atlanta, or could this be thrown out? Are we overreacting? Are we overthinking? Are we blowing this out of proportion? Or do people really have something to be worried about? We don't know. So that's my final thoughts on the Freaknik documentary. The 90s, what a time to be alive. And that's all I can say to you is what a time to be alive. Beautiful time, beautiful time. All right, so let me get y'all caught up. So some upcoming episodes that I have for Black Girl Interrupted. So Tuesday, I am talking to you women and addressing some relationship issues. You know, why are you continuously running away good men with your selfish behavior? Yeah, y'all may call me a pick me. It is what it is. I don't care. But time for a real reality check to you women. Maybe you got some unforeseen trauma that you need to address, and this is why you can't maintain healthy relationships, then why you keep running away good men and settling for these deadbeats? Then next Thursday, I'm addressing, I had to push back on this one because I wanted the dust to settle, but I'm addressing domestic violence yet again. And yes, I'm addressing you women. You women need to learn to keep your hands to yourself. Same way with men, but I'm addressing the women. So next Tuesday, I'm addressing women and why you are running away good men with your selfish behavior. And then next Thursday, I'm addressing domestic violence, part 3, women, keep your hands to yourself. Really excited about next week and these episodes. So I definitely hope you guys tune in. I do want to say I did secure another interview with Houston Voyage Magazine, with Voyage Magazine here in Houston. For those that follow, I did share it to my newsfeed. To my Facebook page. So go read it. Let me know what you think. Come show your girl some love. What are your thoughts about my interview? You know, it was definitely a pleasure connecting with Voyage Houston and them giving me the opportunity to share my story with regards to who Ashley really is and what Black Girl Interrupted is and my trials and tribulations that I've encountered with staying consistent in doing my podcast. So check that out. Y'all let me know what you think. Drop on my page. Comment under the link. I will share it again. But again, show your girl some love. It's definitely appreciated. Again, here is my website. Also, I'm so sorry, y'all. That is my email address. I do want to say, if you are interested in being a guest on Black Girl Interrupted, or you have a topic that you would love for me to talk about, please send me an email. Again, please allow me up to 72 hours for a response. If you are looking to be a guest, I will set up a Zoom meeting for us to collaborate with regards to the topic you would like, what show you will be on, or maybe even what topic you want me to address on the show. All ideas are welcome. I absolutely appreciate that. Also, again, I want to say to each and every person that tunes in, that supports me day in and day out, I love y'all. I really do. Again, I appreciate the ones that reached out and checked on me last week. Again, blood pressure has been elevated, so that's why I kept pushing these shows back, because I wanted to make sure my health was in check before I got in front of the camera. So I'll definitely keep y'all updated on that. I do go to the doctor May the 1st, so hopefully we can figure out what is keeping my blood pressure elevated, so hopefully I can get off these blood pressure pills. I'm tired of taking meds. The website, www.blackgirlinterruptedpodcast.com. Pin it, bookmark it, save it. I will be posting any upcoming events that Black Girl Interrupted may be participating in, or even events that I am holding myself. Again, I am still working on the back end of for the expansion of Black Girl Interrupted. Which will be the Black Carpet Presents, where I will be highlighting and spotlighting, Black-owned business owners, entrepreneurs, rappers, singers, whatever it is that you're doing, you just want a little spotlight. I'm still in the works of doing that, of trying to see what day is going to work for me, since I do my shows on Tuesdays and Thursdays. So I'm thinking maybe a Saturday. That date is TBA, so that will be to be announced once I put the final touches and finishing touches with regards to that. Also, what else do I want to say? What else do I want to share with y'all? I think that's it. Oh yeah, and any updates? Again, anyone looking to collab? Anyone that knows of any pop-up events here in Houston, please send me an email as well. Let me know. Would definitely love to be a part of that because, again, y'all, I'm really trying to make this a career. I'm really setting a goal for myself to walk away from corporate America and pursue being a podcaster full time. So y'all wish your girl luck on her journey. Don't forget, Black Girl Interrupted is live every Tuesday and every Thursday, 8 p.m. Central Time, 9 p.m. Eastern Time. I stream live from Facebook as well as YouTube. If you can, show your girl some love. You know, like, share, comment, subscribe to Black Girl Interrupted. I'm on Instagram. I am on Facebook. I'm on TikTok. So trying to do a lot of things, but I'm also trying to make sure that I keep my health intact so I can come and do these shows for you guys. But on that note, I do want to say I love you guys. I appreciate y'all tuning in with your girl tonight. Again, I appreciate all the love that y'all show me every time that I do this show. Again, I'm very humbled, very appreciative of all the continuous support. So happy Thursday. Tomorrow is Friday. Some people are getting paid tomorrow. Some people are getting paid next week. But whatever it is that you have planned for tomorrow, be great at what you do. Don't let anyone tear you down and tell you what you can't do when God says you can. And on that note, I love you guys tonight, and I'll see y'all next week. Bye.